Hey guys, it's B, not Claudia.
And it's Claudia, not B.
And welcome to our spooky Halloween episode. Spooky Halloween! Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing.
Okay, so the scariest thing of all, we're going to start off with some housekeeping of just, you know, announcements we got to do. Keep you updated. We barely keep ourselves updated. But we're going to keep you updated,
okay? It's a mess. It's fine.
Claudia, it's a good thing we're so cute because we are not pulled together.
Oh my God. No.
So big announcement we wanted to make on this episode, the last one of October. We've hinted at it. You guys have probably guessed, but we have actually made a Patreon for your viewing pleasure.
It's been a long time coming.
It sure has. But we're here. We're here. So Patreon, what does that mean? Claudia, tell them about it. What do they get on this Patreon?
Okay, so you guys can subscribe for a monthly listen, and you will get extra content that we are creating specifically for Patreon friends. And it's going to be funny. It'll be entertaining, to say the least. We're going to start small, and then we're going to go big from there, just because we're a mess. But
no, it's because we theatrically like to build up, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So for our 15 listeners, sometimes it turns into 16, sometimes it turns to 10. So if you subscribe to our Patreon to get extra content, exclusive content just for you.
Mm-hmm. So every episode, we're going to have a Patreon section. So you will get... one, you'll have access to our full video because we record the video of our recording session. So you'll get that. You'll be able to see us and our interactions, which is sometimes more entertaining than just the words we say. And then, you'll also have an extra segment each episode that you get in addition. So, we think it's going to be fun. It's just going to be a fun little extra to have. If you enjoy the episodes already, you'll have something there. And maybe we'll share more details with you on Patreon because it'll be a little more private, shall we say?
Yes. Hush, hush, hush. Yeah. So a little more details about our lives because you're paying us money. So
all the tea.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do, you know, a lot of things for money. So.
Yes. But don't tell our mothers. We're both 30-year-olds, but we don't want our moms to know.
No, we're over 30 now.
We sure are.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then also we were going to talk about the themes of on our Instagram. So,
yeah,
B is a lot better at Instagram than me. So,
but just barely. Just barely.
So if you want to explain to our listeners our themes for Instagram.
Well, Claudia had this genius idea because we like to keep things fresh. We like freshy fresh. We like to switch things up a little bit. So each month we've chosen a different genre of book that we're talking about through the podcast and our Lazy Girls book club. Emphasis on Lazy Girl. And with our Instagram, we wanted that to reflect a little bit. So we've just chosen like a different color scheme for every season that or every month that we're recording, and we just incorporate that on the posts and things like that, and it's kind of fun actually to see the different colors and how they kind of come in. So for your you know, if you like an aesthetic value, that's a good place to go. We also try and make a lot of little reels and just funny things to brighten your day. So if you need something funny or a little uplifting or a nice moment like that, start following us on Instagram and you'll get that. Go check out just the different themes on there and, you know, give us a like, let us know what you think. We try and make stuff that people will enjoy. So if you enjoy it, let us know and we'll make more of it.
And if you have any suggestions about how we can be better, like, tell us.
Yeah. But tell us nicely, okay? Because, like, we have feelings. So...
Spooky Halloween! Ooh. Ooh. I just want to, like, start every segment of this episode that way because it's fun. I love it.
We should have started, this is the Banshee episode. We're just going to scream.
Okay. So we're going to share stories from our childhood of stories that have scared us as kids, something that happened, blah, 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 all that jazz. So... and I have a few, and so, B, would you like to start with one?
Yes, okay. I would. Okay, so one time, Mike, you know how, like, you would do slumber parties and start telling scary stories, and then, everyone would get kind of freaked out? Mm-hmm. One time when I think we had, like, a cousin weekend, and so me and some other little girl cousins were all staying over at my aunt's house, and, we told several scary stories, and, like, one of them scared me so bad that for genuinely, like, the rest of the year, I was scared to death when I would babysit because of this story. So the story was, there was this girl that she was babysitting, and she got all the kids to bed, and it was, like, a dark, quiet house because everyone's sleeping, and she's just sitting on the couch watching TV. And behind the couch, there was this big window that went out into the backyard. And, she, like, notices as she's watching the TV that you know how you can see the reflection in a TV, or at least when we were kids and it was, like, that big glass TV. It's not the same when it's a flat screen now, but, the glossy glass TV of the 1990s and early 2000s, she noticed that there was a man standing in the window looking in at her. And she could see his reflection in the TV as she was watching the show. And she's like, oh no, there is a man outside the house. He's probably going to try and break in or, like, wait until the parents come home and hurt them. And so she was so scared, she just grabs the phone that's sitting next to her. And she, like, kind of gets underneath the blanket that's on the couch so he can't see her anymore. And she calls 911 and she's like, there's a man outside the house that I'm babysitting at, and he's looking in the window. He can see me, so he knows I'm here. I'm hiding under a blanket. And the cops come, and they, like, go around the house and everything, and then they knock to be like, hey, this is the police. Like, we just looked around the whole house. We didn't see anyone. And then the cops come into the house, and they're looking around the house and everything, and they find footprints, like wet footprints from somebody walking outside on the carpet. And the police officer goes to this girl that's babysitting, and he was like, you were really lucky that man wasn't standing in the window. He was standing behind the couch. He walked in, and he was in the house looking at you from behind the couch. And it's obviously so fake, but it scared the shiz out of me. I was... so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, somebody snuck into the house with her.
That's
so
terrible.
For months and months after that, babysitting every time, which I babysat so much in high school. I, like, made, that was my full-time job. Oh my gosh. As soon as the kids went to bed, I was like,
oh my God, that is really scary.
Right?
Oh my God.
Why do these little teeny boppers tell each other stories like this?
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Oh, I'm so glad you think it's scary too, because it traumatized me for years.
Oh my God, that's awful.
What about you? Tell me your story. I'm ready to get scared now.
Well, I don't think you will, because it's kind of dumb. But I have two. So I have two.
You almost made me spit.
I have two, like, short little tidbits. So do you want to hear more about a dream that, like, I had, my sisters had, and, like, other kids had? And I think it's, like, I don't know why we all had this dream. It was weird. We all, like, had this dream. Or do you want to hear about, like, what I was terrified of as a kid? Like, I don't want to give too much away. I mean, I'll tell both, but which one do you want to hear first?
Oh, I want to hear the communal dream first.
Okay, so this dream that we had is so weird because I found out from my sister, and then I had a friend that has the same dream too. We would dream and feel as we were sleeping, we would dream that Disney villains would tickle us. And they all... Huh? Yeah. And they all had long purple nails. And they
shut up.
Right and they now. Would tickle us and it would hurt. And we would like be like, it would hurt so bad. And we would like, we would all wake up and like be like, like, cause like it would be like Ursula or like Maleficent or just like tickling us.
They would tickle you, mm-hmm. and all of them had long purple nails. Like, that's a specific yeah. thing you all remember.
Yeah.
Did you guys like, have, like, Jafar? A variety of the villains?
Yeah, like, a variety, yeah. My main ones...
So you yourself, you had multiple villains yeah, tickling you.
But my main ones were Ursula and Maleficent. But I sometimes had Jafar, I sometimes had, gosh, what else?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Who are these people that are having the same dream?
Well, my sisters.
Okay.
And then okay. I had a, I think, oh gosh. I hope I'm not getting it confused. But I think it was one of my friends, like, that I went to church with, like, in Montana.
Ooh.
But I totally could be wrong, because I am wrong a lot. But, you know, what's weird is, like, people remember things differently. Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard for murders to get solved, because they're like, it was a gray van. They're like, no, it was obviously blue, you know? So it's like, yeah. But uh-huh. I know that my sister did have these dreams. It's so freaking
interesting.
Anyway.
That is bizarre.
No.
But funny. I like that.
I know. And then and then I was like a lot of kids, like terrified of the toilet, but I was terrified of the toilet like for a different reason. I was terrified because I thought the beast from Beauty and the Beast was going to come up through the toilet and rip me apart.
Oh.
So
my gosh.
So I would like leave the door open to go to the bathroom, and like I still like to this day, unless I'm like at like a new place, like I didn't leave the door open when I went to the bathroom at your place B when I was over, but like I
thank you, I appreciate
like,
that
I if like especially if I'm in my house and it's like our apartment and I have people over that are like good friends, I'll just like leave the door open without realizing.
Interest the beast, huh?
Yeah. Huh, so okay. I would leave the door open, like when the plumber was there, and like just go, like didn't care, because I was like terrified the beast was gonna come out. Then my sister, my oldest sister, she like made fun of me for that, and she put me when I was like little and I couldn't like hop off on the dresser that was really tall, and she shut the lights uh-huh. off, and then she put her hair in front, and she was like the beast, and like came up, and it was like awful.
Sisters are the worst. I know. And I say that being the older sister, I was the worst.
Yeah, it was terrible. So anyway.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I had one of my brothers was terrified of going to the bathroom by himself at night because he thought Gollum lived in the toilet. Yeah. So maybe that's just a childhood thing.
Yeah, I think toilets are common because they are really loud, like especially as a kid. Like.
Yeah, and you're just sitting over an abyss of like cold water. Anything could happen. Okay, let's talk about spooky books and thrillers.
Spooky Halloween.
Why is it so fun to say that?
I don't know. Get, like, I love it. I love it. Like the people I used to live with, like we always say that year round. Like if I'm hanging out with them, that we just say it over and over again.
It's just a fun, it's fun to say. It feels good on the vocal cords, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Okay, Claudia, spooky books. What are, like, your favorite spooky books you've read?
Okay, so my favorite spooky book, I read this in high school.
Okay.
It's called In the Lake of the Woods, and it's by Ooh. Tim O'Brien, and I love it. Like, the way, because he wrote The Things They Carried, and that was, like, one of my favorite books I read in high school.
I've never read that.
It's great. It's a war book, but, like, it's written so well. Anyway, mm-hmm. so I'm going to read the description on Goodreads. This riveting novel of love and mystery from the author of The Things They Carried examines the lasting impact of the 20th century's legacy of violence and warfare, both at home and abroad, when long-hidden secrets about the atrocities he committed in Vietnam came to light. A candidate for the U.S. Senate retreats with his wife to a lakeside cabin in northern Minnesota. Within days of their arrival, his wife mysteriously vanishes into the watery wilderness.
Oh. There's a murder afoot.
Anyway, I love it. I think it's cool.
So that one's a thriller.
Well, it's a, but the thing is that the writing is, like, so captivating. Like, I just remember, like, being obsessing over it. So that's my favorite thriller that I've read.
I like that.
Yes. It is very good. Highly recommend.
Okay, now I want to read it. I like that a lot. Okay, my thriller is, well, okay, so maybe I'm cheating a little bit with this, but I'm going to go with a podcast instead of a book.
Okay.
Because, you know, I love podcasts. But I think the scariest podcast I've ever listened to, well, one, Full Body Chills. If you haven't listened to that, amazing. And in October, they only air October. So they'll do an episode a day all through October. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
and
then that's they just a good don't idea. Have anything else. We should do that.
You know, because we're such October girls.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, that'd be cool if we could find, like, a niche like that that would be popular and successful and only have to do four podcasts a year.
We make millions.
No. Yes. Oh, my God.
No, so it's by the same people who do Crime Junkies. They make Full Body Chills. And it's just spooky stories, but oh my gosh, they get you. It's so good.
Really?
It's so good. Yeah. Oh my God. You will genuinely have the pants scared off of you as you're listening to it. All right. And it's funny because I would listen to it as I used to work and I'd be like, oh my gosh, no, I'm in an office. I'm a grown woman. I'm responsible. Like, this is not real. Like, there'd be times that I'd have to, like, stop listening to it. It was so good.
Really?
But the other podcast, it really is. It's so creative, the stories they come up with. Oh my gosh. And then the way it's produced, like, it's kind of dramatized, but not, it's just good. 10 out of 10. So Full Body Chills, for sure. And then the other podcast is The Man in the Window, which is hilarious considering the story that I told earlier from my childhood. But The Man in the Window is about the Golden State Killer. And it interviews some of his victims, and it talks about just the whole ordeal that he did and how disgusting he is. And so, you know, if you like Crime Junkies, if you like true crime stuff, right up your alley. But it is quite scary. It's quite terrifying. You kind of realize how vulnerable you are at any given moment. You're, like, living your life going around, and then you're like, if somebody wanted to attack you, like, would you really be able to stop it, you know?
Gosh, that's crazy. So well,
it,
now...
It is.
Yeah. That sounds really good. Now that we're kind of on the topic of, like, spooky podcasts, my good friend actually hosts one, and I wanted to recommend it actually for, like, a long time because she, you know, has an accent. So what better way to – she's
– So your ears will thank you.
Yeah, she is Australian. So and she talks about – she just spends about, like, 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes talking about, like, different stories, thrillers, murders, all of that. Like, she did a Lizzie Borden one, actually, and she asked me to sing the Lizzie Borden, like, Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her, blah, blah, blah. And so she asked me to do that for her podcast, and so I sent it to her. And the funny thing was is I sent it to her when I was, like, nannying. And so, like, at the time, and so I had to, like, go, like, wait till the girls were in a nap and, like, go to a corner and, like, record it for her on my phone. But I felt so weird. Uh-huh. Felt so weird.
You're like, I hope they don't wake up and hear me singing this.
I know, right? Yeah. So, anyway, one weird chick, she's Australian, so I highly recommend it. She's awesome, so.
What is it called?
One Weird Chick. One Weird Chick. Yeah.
That's a great name. I love that.
She's adorable, so.
One Weird Chick.
She's better at promoting than we are because when I did that for her, she sent me, like, a business card, a pin, like, everything, like, as a thank you. I was like, oh, wow, like, look at you go. Like,
we should have business cards. Gosh.
I know.
Why don't we?
We should have pins. We should have t-shirts. Like, yeah.
And we should have Patreon subscribers.
Link. Go. Yeah. And we'll start doing stuff like that. It would be good. So anyway,
listen, as much of a chicken as I am, I love a good thriller story.
Me too. Oh gosh. I love true crime. That would be, like, a good segment for us to have occasionally. Oh, we should have done that this month. Oh, well, whatever. We can still do it. Like,
We'll do next it. October.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it. Like, we'll just, yeah, we need to do it. We'll do it. Spooky Halloween! Ooh. Okay, so we're going to share spooky Halloween stories that have happened on Halloween. And I have a really funny one that happened last year. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, but B, tell me yours first.
Okay. So, once upon a time, this was when I was living in Utah. And I had a friend that had moved down to Utah from Washington State. And I was so excited that she was there. And I really wanted her to love Utah. But I kind of knew she wasn't going to. So she was there. And I was like trying so hard to be like, look at all these fun things we can do. And all these people. And like I was really trying to sell it for the time that she was there. So that she would stay. And it happened to fall on Halloween. And I was like, there's so many parties that we could go to. Like it's totally going to be like so fun. And she was like, well, I don't really have a costume. And I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can dress up. You don't have to. It's fine. I had, like, this. I think I was trying to be Robin Hood that year, but I, like, had kind of a crappy costume. So I was like, look, I'm, like, kind of Robin Hood, not even. Like, you're fine. Just wear street clothes. Let's go. So I had, like, a whole bunch of parties as an option, but I had the top three parties in the area that I was like, okay, these will be the fun ones. She'll really have fun. And then if she's not, like, enjoying them, we'll go to, like, smaller parties or whatever. So the first one we go to, huge. It was like in this parking garage and they had like this great DJ that was really popular in the area, like all this stuff. And it's a college town, so there's just like tons of things like that. Well, we go and there were like a lot of slutty girls walking around, like very slutty. And my friend was so uncomfortable and kind of like, ew, like this is not the environment I want to be in. And I was like, well, okay, but there's, like, so many hot guys we could dance with. And she's like, no. Like, that girl's basically wearing lingerie. Like, I feel so uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, fine. So we leave that one, and we go to the next party. Same thing. It's Halloween, right? Like, what do you expect?
It's Halloween.
But she was, like, so uncomfortable. And so I was like, okay, let's go somewhere else. So we just, like, keep going from party to party. We went to so many freaking parties. And she hated all of them. And I was like, well, let's just go to this one that my friend's hosting. I think it'll be, like, just really low-key. It'll be fine. We can maybe just hot tub and then end the night, you know? And we go and, like, oh, my gosh. I thought it was going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, should we, like, get in the hot tub? And, like, everyone started pairing up and trying to, like, make out with each other in the hot tub and all this stuff. And I was like, ah, shiz. Like, this chick is already, she's just going to think it's a den of sin here in Provo, Utah. And so then we went home and literally like 2 weeks later she decided to move home and I was like, no.
Oh, so man, it was really sucks.
Sad. I know, it was sad, but you know, I just felt like if you can't handle a city on Halloween, can you handle it any day of the year, you know?
For real. For real. Oh my god.
Anyway,
oh, man.
What's your story? I know you have way funnier stories about Halloween than I do.
Okay, well, last year I was in a production of Grease, and I played Marty, and then my friend played Frenchie, and we met during the show. So, yeah, she's funny. Anyway, so we, decided to go out afterwards, like, to the bar down the street. And so she dressed up as, like, a sexy ninja, meaning, like, she's
meaning she looked like the girls that my friend was appalled by.
A little bit, yeah. She wore, like, it's, like, these long black sleeves and then, like, of course, like, cleavage and then had, like, basically booty shorts on with, like, strings, like, wrapped around her legs all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dressed up as Ghosted, which is, like, a ghost costume and that has text messages on it with no response. So I dressed up as that. So we decide to, like, go to this bar and, like, you know, it was really fun. And I see this guy there that's dressed up as, like, Top Gun, who, like, is really cute. Okay, this is what happens before. So before, we see a girl that's a pink, is in a pink lady costume. And we were like, oh my god, we have to go tell her about our show. Because, like, she asked to come. So we told her, we were like, hey, oh my God. We followed her out to the like courtyard. We're like, oh my God, hi. I'm going to play Marty. She's Frenchie in Greece. You got to come see. She's like, oh, I'm coming to your show this day. We're like, oh my God, yay. And so then she's with these two guys. She's with a guy that's dressed up as Abraham Lincoln. And then another guy that's dressed up as Top Gun. And so we were like,
two of the sexiest men alive, am I right? Am I right?
So we both were like, I was like, oh my God, like, they're like, this Top Gun guy is really cute. And she was like, oh my God, this Abe Lincoln guy is really cute. But she, but this pink lady girl kept on talking about like how she was trying to get with this Abe Lincoln guy. And like, it just wasn't working. She likes him, but like, he isn't having it. So then Top Gun was like explaining, he's like, oh yeah, like, no, dude, like, you know, she, like, she's been trying, but no, it's like, she won't do anything with him. It's like weird, you know, like, I don't know, like, she wouldn't even kiss him, blah, blah. Anyway.
She said, okay.
Yeah, okay. So we were like, huh, and anyway, and he was like, yeah, so we just been, like, flirting all night, talking, blah, 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 you know, little kiss here and there, and then.
Now it's getting good.
So, anyway, we had fun, and we, like, go into this other club or bar or whatever, and I can't find my friend, so I text her, and I'm like, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm by the Lobster in the middle of the dance floor.
As you do.
There's this big Lobster, like, getting it on the dance floor. So freaking weird. And so I find her there. Anyway, and then these... Oh, anyway, so the guy that played Abe Lincoln was so funny. He was like, I'm emancipating and proclamating all over the place, you know. Anyway, and then I kept on putting the guys, like, the Top Gun guy had these tags. Uh-huh. And I, like, kept putting them in my mouth.
Oh my gosh, Claudia.
I was like, wow.
So subtle. You're then, so subtle, girl.
And then he was like, yeah, like, come over to my place. Like, you two, please. And we're like, no, we're not. I was like, first of all, we just met you. Like, no, if you want to come to, like, if you want to hang out with us, come see our matinee tomorrow. Because it was Saturday night. We had a Sunday matinee. He's like, yeah.
Make him put in the maybe. Effort and the money. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, and he was like, oh, okay, come on. And we were like, no. So, finally, like, and, like, we don't know where Abe Lincoln went. I don't know where he went. So, then, like, Top Gun, like, in a theater?
Well, Abe Lincoln can't go to the theater to see you guys. That's deadly for him.
Anyway, so Top Gun guy follows us to our car, and we were like, listen, we are not coming over. If you want to see us, the only way is to come to our show tomorrow. Like, here's the link for tickets. Anyway, so then we, like, leave, and he's alone in the parking lot looking sad, and I was like, you're weird. Anyway, but then he, like, calls us, and he's like, we just, like, want to hang out with you guys. Please, come on. I have a boat. Like, we can go on the boat. And we were like, no, Natalie Wood, no. Like, we are not Natalie Wooding it tonight. No.
No. So. My gosh.
Like, not. No, it's like 2 a.m.
What idiot girls go with guys this easily that they think that it's going to work?
No. And he was like, see, look, I'm just over here. Like, you know, I'm with, I can't even remember his name. Like, I know the Top Gun guy's name, but the other guy.
Abe Lincoln.
Well, yeah, we called him Abe. He's like, I'm just chilling with Abe over here. Come on, guys. Come on. And he's like FaceTiming us when we're at my friend's apartment and stuff. Like, come on. I was like, we are not getting murdered.
He wanted you, women. But he wanted that skin suit.
But then he was like, every time that we would say, like, no, we're going to get murdered, he's like, but it's Halloween. And we're like, no, we can't come over. It's too late. But it's Halloween. He's like, but it's Halloween. Like, that was, like,
that's every serial killer's excuse. But it's Halloween. I'll kill again.
So it's just, like, he's like, come on, but it's Halloween. We just, like, want to hang out with y'all. We just want to hang out with you. Uh-huh. But it's Halloween. I was like, oh, my God. Anyway. So he's
very creative, obviously.
Then what happens is they don't come to the show the next day. So my friend and I, we actually get cast in Elf. The musical right after that.
cute.
So I was like, hey, this is a great time to like reach out to them again. Be like, hey, come see our show and we'll go after blah, blah. He's like, oh, yeah. Doesn't happen. Yeah.
What a bum.
Then I tried again over the summer. Okay. I was like, I'm going to be spending the night because she lives at this theater that I sometimes work at. And I was doing a camp there for the kids. I was like, listen, I'll be over there, you know, for this camp. We planned a date. And then the day of, he like was like, can you do this day? I was like, no, this was the only day I could do it. And I can't do it. Like, you backed out on last minute. So anyway, which he kind of had like one chance and then it was over because now I'm, you know.
Listen, in the words of my dear friend Eminem, do not miss your chance to blow because opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
But it's Halloween.
Okay, listeners, now we are going to introduce to you our first ever segment exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. If you are not yet subscribed to Patreon and you would like to hear this section that is straight up gossip of our lives, please go and subscribe and you will get the episode in its entirety.
Goodbye, goodbye.
So long, farewell, adieu, and adieu.
Adieu. It reminds me of is like I used to take I need to do it again, but I used to take like lessons with like a vocal coach in New York City, like over Zoom, like during with all this craziness. And we were like learning how to sing like rock, and like that was her technique for her, is like to kind of like the that sound.
I'm really good at doing like that pop whiny voice. I'm really good at that.
See, I'm not very good at pop, and it's interesting because, like, I can tell when a singer is, like, a music theater person like me and they're trying to sing pop, I'm like, ooh, like, you know what I mean?
Right? It's hard to cross over from what you've been trained in.
Yeah, it's very hard. So, you guys, thank you for listening to our spooky Halloween episode.
Spooky Halloween!
We hope that you guys have had a good Halloween. I mean, this will air before Halloween, but...
Yeah, but heading right into that Halloween weekend, so yes. Listen, live it up.
I know. Live it up. And then it's, you know, holiday. Like, after that, it's Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. It's crazy. Insanity. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys again. And Patreons, thank you. I'm talking in the future.
Yes. So, yeah. Our Patreon subscribers, we love you. We love all of our 15 listeners, but the whoever goes over to Patreon, we're like super excited for you.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm hoping that we have at least two.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll listen, see. We're gonna get all 15 over to Patreon.
Yes, 15 Patreon listeners. Woo! Okay. All right. Follow us on Instagram. Message us. Tell us that you love us. And yeah
and if there's a segment you want us to cover, if there's a book or a movie series or something, like, you let us know, we'll do it for you. We're not above, you know,
anybody,
whatever it's called.
We're not above anybody. Nope.
No.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Love
and have
you.
A spooky Halloween.